John chapter 21, the last chapter of John. The time is sometime after Easter. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. In his name, dear fellow students of the Word. Am I getting old? Or is this a busy time of year? Don't answer. I'm sure it's both. But preparations are steaming along for the musical and for other events of Visitors' Day. Baseball and softball teams are preparing for a fairly constant schedule of games. Way over in Corydon Park, we can hear the thump, thump, thump of the marching band practicing. And the orchestra is looking for time to prepare also. There are recitals coming, concerts, picnics, class trips, a tea, a banquet, even a wedding. Oh yes, there are also classes to prepare for. Projects, quizzes, tests. In fact, your entire time at Emmanuel is one of preparation, isn't it? Preparation for whatever life the Lord has in store for you. Jesus, too, was preparing his disciples for the future. From the time that he first appeared to them on Easter evening. And here in John 21, we see him preparing them by letting them go all night long without a single fish. Was that to jog their memories, do you think? Memories of another night, Luke 5, another night of fruitless fishing? Or perhaps even more, to prepare them for the fact that Easter did not mean worldly success in every endeavor. Without his blessing, no amount of training will finally end in success. But with his blessing, all things will work together for good, even fishing all night and catching nothing. At least they would appreciate the gift of many large fish that they were about to receive. And also, you could count on it, they were not celebrating earthly success so loudly that they could not hear him calling to them from the shore. For Jesus was also preparing them by calling to them in the early morning light. Perhaps it was an ordinary enough question, "Haven't you any fish?" But it focused them on their lack and prepared them for having that lack supplied by their risen Savior. For when they got to shore, he stood there by a fire of coals with bread and fish already baking. By caring for their physical needs in the face of their bad luck fishing, he prepared them for a lifetime of reliance upon the Good Shepherd's tender care. Do you think that morning that they remembered their Sabbath school lesson from years before about Elijah lying down under a broom tree plant and asking the Lord to take his life? And how the angel of the Lord woke him up to a fire of coals with biscuits, bread baking on it. The angel said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." The purpose of that meal for Elijah was to prepare him for the journey ahead of him. and the purpose of Jesus' breakfast on the beach with his disciples was to prepare them for the mission that lay ahead of them. And the purpose of everything that happens to you at Emmanuel is to teach you that the Lord does not need your fish, but will give you all you need and more. He has cleansed you from your sins. He has called you his own to carry his name before the people for whom he also died. Last Thursday, Pastor Lau told us here about the two brothers who headed up the remodeling project on this campus for the first year of its use by ILC in 1963. One of those men, Pastor Paul G. Albrecht of Bowdell, South Dakota, served as the first president of the CLC. And about 5 years after working on this campus, he retired from the public ministry. 4 years after that, he delivered his last public address at a CLC function. It was on the circle in front of Ingram Hall, and it happened to be my graduation from seminary. Perhaps it has remained in my memory for 38 years because one does not often hear one's own name mentioned in a sermon. We're taught if it doesn't apply to everybody, don't use that application. But we did hear it that day. He mentioned me and each of my classmates, there were three of us, by name, and said he hoped that someday, when we were gone, the people that we had served would not say, what a wonderful pastor they had had. But rather that they would say, when John Klopp was our pastor, when Wayne Mielke was our pastor, when Paul Schaller was our pastor, what a wonderful Savior we had. And that is also the hope of ILC, that looking back, you will not just say, when I was at Emmanuel, I had a wonderful time, I had a wonderful school, but when I was at Emmanuel, I had a wonderful Savior. Then you will be prepared to bring him to others, so that one day they will say, when that one was our pastor, or our teacher, or my friend, I had a wonderful Savior. The disciples in the boat, they did not have to come ashore and ask who this stranger was, for they all knew him. And surely when they had breakfast on the beach with their risen Lord, all eyes were on him. May he also prepare us for our future, even in the midst of hectic spring schedules, by keeping our eyes on him and our ears attentive to his voice. Amen. The last stanzas.